Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is making a speech here in the capital, Tehran. Let's take a listen.
Well, in this situation, we need to, more than any other time, to remain vigilant. The situation in the region is a special one. Today, unity and solidarity is what we need to rely on, and this is what was recommended by the late Imam Khomeini, who always emphasized on the unity of word. The enemies want to sow discord among ethnic groups. The enemies intend to polarize religions by unity of word inside the country, the first step of which is unity inside the country. If there are differences in tastes, if there are various factions, if we have various political parties, still when it comes to national interest, in order to safeguard and protect the establishment and for the sake of the unity of the world of Islam, we are unison. We speak the same word. We will not allow our national interests will not allow the basis of Islam, the spirituality by Islam, and won't allow the Muhammadan moral values to be invaded by this or that country. So in a situation where the enemy hatched the plot and the price of oil was pushed down to even below half the value, so $120 a barrel is now being sold to $40, $50 a barrel. So the reason is the people of Iran stood against, they wanted to bring the Iranian nation down to its knees. But in the face of all these hardships, the Iranian nation has withstood in the past 36 years, and still it will resist with the assistance of God. So the government, with the backing of the great nation of Iran and with the instructions of the great leader of the Islamic Revolution, will leave behind all the bottlenecks and problems. You were witness that in the past 6 months, when conspiracies were hatched by means of reducing the oil price, our people withstood and resisted that. Tranquility and peace prevails in our society. The plots, security conspiracies in the region against our nation have proved futile. And if some countries and conspirators and the hated Zionist regime, as well as some other countries, think that by putting pressure and by conspiring at the global level, if they think that they will be able that way to kind of check the progress and slow down the progress of this nation, the government, they are mistaken. Our people, our government, the government that relies on the popular vote, will fulfill all the promises made to the people. So with the assistance of God and with the assistance of the awaited Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, that path will be treaded in order to safeguard and protect national interests. If we are speaking of moderation today, we have learned moderation from the late Imam. If we are speaking of hope, we have learned about hope from the late Imam, from awaiting Imam Mahdi. If we're speaking of unity and speaking in unison, we have learned this from Islam, from the Quran, from the late Imam, from the leader of the Islamic Revolution. So we will stand united. The enemy will not be able to divide the great Iranian nation. So we will follow on the same course. We will crush the sanctions. Support for the less privileged, support for the oppressed, the part of the society. We have learned all this from the late Imam, and under a situation of sanctions, the plan on changing the health system, which is executed and implemented that under that situation today. People feel dignified while receiving medical facilities at hospitals. We rendered judicial support for the less privileged part of society. Under sanctions, we were able to last year and the year and early this year, we covered 9 million people, and we provided them with insurance. So all this is in response to the path of the Imam, and the late Imam taught us how to be able to establish the Islamic governance in this country. The Imam taught us how to protect and safeguard the rights of the nation. The late Imam taught us how to stand against the range and variety of conspiracies by superpowers and resist against them with the assistance of God and with the help from the people of Iran. We will continue the same course, unity, as well as national solidarity will be continued. Some prayers in Arabic. Asking God to help and also hasten the reappearance of the 12th Shia Imam Mahdi. Peace be upon him. Peace and blessings of God.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani there, speaking on the eve of the 26th anniversary of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, talking there in a mosque.